With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The deadly shooting at a Minneapolis Catholic school chapel is being investigated as a hate crime against Catholics. The attack left two youngsters dead, 17 other people wounded. The 23-year-old gunman died of an apparently self-inflicted gunshot wound. The U.S. economy rebounded 3.3% growth April through June. It's an upgrade from the government's initial estimate of economic growth. Florida Atlantic University economist Dr. William Luther says not all jobs are created equal.
A lot of these folks who are in these jobs that aren't very productive are in them because they have been put in them by folks who want to perpetuate a very large government, a very meddlesome government, a government that actually discourages real production, genuine production, production that takes place in the private sector.
Dr. Luther is speaking with the Salem News Channel. When it comes to trade deals with China, economist Steve Moore suggests it's folly to expect fairness and transparency from Beijing.
I do not trust the Chinese government. They're communists. They want to take over the world. And so we have to be really, really careful about any agreement with China.
The former Trump economic advisor on the Salem Radio Network, the director of the nation's top public health agency, has been terminated.
After only 4 weeks on the job, the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has been removed. A White House spokesman said Susan Manares isn't aligned with President Trump's agenda. Her lawyers issued a statement saying Manares chose protecting the public over serving a political agenda and that she has been targeted. Following her ouster, several of the agency's top scientific leaders resigned. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Wall Street futures are mixed. Ahead of this morning's opening bell, Dow futures up 43 points, NASDAQ futures down 20. This is SRN News. A troubling report about the United Nations and sex ed.
The Center for Family and Human Rights has been going over material produced by the UN's Children's Fund, and it says that a lot of it is way too graphic for the 10-year-olds that are receiving it. Researcher Max Primorac tells the Christian Post that the UN is also imposing liberal sexual values on kids and promoting the LGBT lifestyle. One brochure aimed at teenagers offers the unhelpful statement that, quote, sex happens. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmen in Vietnam have raided another house church. A group of about 20 Christians is worshiping this month in the Dai Tu district of the country when police cut off the power to the building. They then crashed in, arresting three people, including the owner of the house. Open Doors says it's all part of a bad trend in Vietnam, adding that most alarming is the increased oppression of unregistered churches. This is SRN News. Low-value imports are losing their duty-free status in the U.S.
It's part of President Trump's agenda for making the nation less dependent on foreign goods. A widely used customs exemption for international shipments worth $800 or less is set to end starting on Friday. Having to pay import taxes on small parcels likely will be a big change for some small businesses and online shoppers. Purchases that previously entered the U.S. without needing to clear customs will be subject to the origin country's tariff rate, which can range from 10 to 50%. John Scott reporting.
Japan's top trade negotiator has abruptly canceled a visit to Washington aimed at issuing a joint statement on a tariff deal with the Trump administration. A top government official says the trade envoy called off the trip because some details require further discussion. More details at srnnews.com.